Kaya959.co.za. This is how we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. I want to say that, we promised you a conversation with Operation Tudula. We are going to be having that conversation just after this one because she was available a bit early on. So let's move on to a good story for a change. Iconic Johannesburg City Library has reopened its doors. This is obviously following a major upgrade, and we have been speaking about this upgrade for a while. And so really it is with absolute pleasure that we welcome Director of Libraries and Information Services at the City of Johannesburg, Nobuntu Mpendulo. Thank you so much for talking to us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to all and to the listeners of Kaya FM.
Finally, we're here, 90-year celebration and obviously the reopening of the library. How did it go on Saturday?
It went very well. And we were not expecting such excitement.
Yeah.
It was full, and, young people, old people, and the youth. Mm. The library was full. It was buzzing, music, stories for the children. Yes, it was a really beautiful day. It was a day of celebration.
There was the phase one that was completed a couple of months ago, and there were some issues here. Are we confident that with this phase reopening, that everything should be fine and there shouldn't be any surprises with structural problems?
We are confident that this time everything has been fixed.
Mm.
The only thing that has not been finalized are some of the water tanks outside.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, all the public access areas of the library has been finalized.
Mm.
Remember, what was more important was the fire safety measures.
Mm.
The fire doors have been put there, gas suppression system, and all the water leaks on the roof have also been fixed. The floors have been repurposed and repolished, so the library is really looking very, very new.
Mm. Let's talk about just the impact this will have on the city. You know, people were mourning for a long time that, this wonderful vibrancy that the library gave the city was lost to the city. And you were saying that you obviously witnessed the excitement over the weekend. Talk to me about how, really in real terms, this is going to re-energize the city.
You know, this library is one of the most important heritage facilities in the city.
Mm.
The city library has got records that are dating back to the 1800s.
Hmm.
And one of the things that has been done over time is the collection of, there is a collection called Africana Collection, which is a collection of everything about South Africa, information, whatever is written about South Africa and Africa. And this has been continuously being upgraded for a number of years.
Mm.
I'm sorry, I've got some flu.
Oh, sorry about that.
And it has happened over time, and it consists of some of the information that you will not get in any other facility in the city.
Mm.
Because this library is also an archive. Remember, it was started in about 1893. Despite the fact that the current building is 1935.
Mm.
So it's got such significance. It's got all the newspaper archives dating back to the 1890s. And it's got the music collection, the scores. And we've got this beautiful grand piano that we have that was playing on the day. And a number of people were not even aware that we had such a resource within the library.
Mm.
But we are excited to welcome our young people who used to use the facility, especially for Wi-Fi connectivity, for training, for digital literacy, but more importantly, our art students who use the studio within the art library, where some of our young artists were coming in to do their artwork and so on using the collection of books and also being guided by some of the staff members. So we are really very excited about that. But also, more importantly, our researchers. Even during the closure, most of the researchers were still conducting the library because we have staff members whose role is to look after, you know, all those research questions, especially those coming from overseas and from real serious researchers, where information can only be found within the library.
What will the operating hours be like?
The operating hours at the moment is from Monday to Friday, from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We still have an issue about Saturday opening. We are addressing the issue with our labor relations department. The issue is sitting with the local labor forum because the staff members demanded to be paid for working on Saturday.
Mm.
Even though our operating hours as a library, for the longest of time, it's always been from Monday to Saturday.
And there's no way to rotate the staff so that it is possible to open the library on Saturday?
We submitted a roster because that's how it's been done
yes.
in the past.
Yes.
But unfortunately, in 2017 and 2018, the then government signed an agreement with the workers. So we are sitting with that agreement that then said staff, if staff don't want to work on Saturday, unfortunately, we have to pay them overtime if we have to ask staff to work on Saturday. And really, it is not sustainable because it means that if you've got 90 libraries and you pay for everybody working on Saturday, the budget would be exhausted. Mm. We might not even be able to open during the week when some of the library users really need the library.
What are the challenges? Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't realize you were still speaking. Go ahead.
No, I wanted to say we only open Saturday and Sunday during exam period.
Yes.
But even then, we concentrate on the big libraries, which the city library is one of them.
Yeah. I wonder whether there is a way in which you can bring in maybe interns or volunteers to, because I think, you know, with the interest that you saw while the library was closed, a lot of Joburg residents really wanted this to, you know, to open and to begin operating again. You don't think there is a way in which you can start introducing volunteers to assist on Saturdays, maybe?
Unfortunately, there's no volunteering policy in the city. In the past, when we started asking for volunteers, in fact, a number of people came in to say they're volunteers.
Yes.
And 6 months into the work, they demanded payment.
Mm.
And also, you must remember, because of high unemployment in the country, people see this as an opportunity. And then if you keep them for a longer period, labor relations or basic conditions of employment do not allow that you can keep people on a temporary arrangement for such a long time. Then people can take you to CCMA or even the labor court.
Gosh, it's really unfortunate. I really hope this will be resolved soon. Because as you could see, you were telling me yourself that, you know, people were so excited over the weekend. And it is the time when families have time actually to come out. So hoping that the city can resolve this as quickly as possible. But I really appreciate you talking to us this evening. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Pamela, and thank you for inviting me to Kaya FM.
Thank you. This is our Director of Libraries and Information Services at the City of Johannesburg, Ms. Nobuntu Mbindulo.
Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.